Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome. It's so great to be with all of you. I cannot believe it is already April 28th, 2025. This year is definitely flying. It is already 12:04 p.m. here in Central Florida on the East Coast. It's a very warm and sunny day here, so I want to share that with all of you. I am welcoming you. If you're listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time and join us here. I am super surrounded by many, many amazing animal friends today, including a family of five, three new baby cardinals at our door. And we've been watching him for a few days. It's been really amazing. And also, you know, I will say, we tease a lot about being a recovering Catholic, but there are some serious points about that. And right now, of course, with this current passing of Pope Francis and stuff like that, it's of course on my mind. And I've watched a lot of it and tried to stay away from some of it. And they're kind of mixing everything up right now. The world is really interesting because there is always that piece of myself. And I'm sure for many of you, no matter what, where it begins is where it begins for us. Like we chose to be here. Yes. they say we choose our parents. I have proof of this over and over again, which I'm not going to fight my stance today, but I will eventually. Our children choose us as parents, and all we know all of these things, you know. And at the end of it all, or underneath it all, the bottom line is, I think Mark Husson said something earlier I had shared about Sydney living and learning how to live instead of really learning how to. She thought she was going to pass away and didn't, obviously, but the root of where we come from, really, we can't change it. We really can't. Our upbringing, our belief systems that were instilled or not instilled in us. Sometimes I think it's better to not have those installations put inside of us because we can create our own belief. And we do, hopefully, along the way, because it really is truly at the root of it all, you know, love, hope, faith, charity, compassion, understanding, really just having the wherewithal to want to be better every day for each other. And so watching all of this and absorbing it and remembering all these things, I started through this passing of the Pope and St. Francis. I cannot tell you all how many animal friends have gathered at our residence. And I'm sure all of you, it's spring, you know, but I can tell you that in their glory, like the most amazing creatures, like the absolute best looking woodpecker we've ever seen, the triplet cardinal babies at our door in a nest that was just created and everything that like the family is now present. The armadillo and the possum are playing in the yard at night and trying to get our bananas, but they've become friends and we have videos of them gathering together and fighting and getting along. And it's just hilarious that the hawk, the turkey, the bunnies, the squirrels, like everything about the doves, I can go on and on, but the truth be told, is what it reminded me of, is no matter where we're rooted from, no matter what seeds are planted within us, we have an ability as humans to choose. And we can also choose from what we learned to step outside of it, to accept other people's beliefs. I am in a household with
I should say a household and in a family, a little, our little family unit in itself. I'm counting how many belief systems between six adults do we have at a time in one place? Or how many ways can we respect each other or learn and grow from each other about what we came to this life with and what we were brought into, you know? So I'm going through a lot of this. I'm so excited to share my little animal friends. If something pops out at me, I'll bring it to you. I'll feel the message in that. And I also believe that there is something about it. You know, years ago, when I was at my last home, for some reason, Mark Husson has this undeniable, talk about intuition, but that psychic spirit. You know, he sees through without really talking about it. He'll act on it in a physical form, you know. And I'm thinking about this because of the Taurus energy and our physicality, how we bring to the table in our own physicality, honoring that, taking care of that, nurturing, nourishing that is so very important. But he had sent me a statue of St. Francis years ago. And for some reason, these animals have been following us around ever since, you know. So it was kind of a monumental week in that way, appreciating the value of what God created all around us. And I hope you all are watching the same. Even the damn moth that we had show up in our home was like this perfect specimen of a moth. Like, it was like unbelievable. And I'm going to remind everyone, I'm going to take some questions in a minute, and I'm welcoming all of you coming into the room. But I'm welcoming everyone and inviting you this week to enjoy this season, but also take a moment to absorb within yourselves and your own physicality how many different things on this planet are really breathing with us and becoming, you know, really we're becoming one with everything that we touch. And I think the touch, the scent, the reminder of the beauty of all things, you know, there's so much value in that. There's so much abundance that comes along through our spirits with that, and the ability to create abundance through connecting with what nature is and what it does for our spirits. It's been a very uplifting time. The tension, which here's the other side of it. The tension I know that was in the air for this past several days. I think I was happy to talk to the animal friends because it was very, very tense. And I really, truly believe that it was a good escape from all that energy, you know? So we have to, it's a reminder to balance, a reminder to really, really become, I don't know, in a place of acceptance. I want this for all of you so very much, a place of acceptance of our differences, a place of remembering that we are connected to something so much bigger than what we could even maybe touch or feel. But there's so many things under our nose that have beauty that we may pass by every day, you know? And so I think you should embrace a little bit of that and appreciate that. Also looking at yourselves. I love that you are here because you want more, and you're here because you're definitely, you have a desire to go deeper. You have an intensity about you that a lot of people may not in the world, you know? And I love that you're part of this community, and I'm super excited to come in the room and say hello and good morning to Denise. Kat, hello. We have more baby news in the family. I love that. And I'll be back to you in a moment. Laura, hi. Lara, hi. Jane and Current Innovations, happy Monday to you. Laura and Kelly and Mindy, Karen, hi. Pamela, Quelly, grand rising to you as well. Patricia and Ms. Prey, Suzanne. Hello, everyone. Good morning, Tara and Renee. And everyone coming on in, I'm going to go ahead and start taking your questions. I think, you know, the Taurus energy, this is the first time. I believe that when we're in that position and that when the sky is I always say that, oh, those planets are coming behind me. I could feel them pushing. Always the sign before your birth time and the sign before your birthday. It feels almost like a winding down, or you realize you have new beginning coming and you get to start fresh and you have another year ahead and all of these things. And this year I'm definitely embracing more of the, maybe the closure of what was and looking forward to new beginnings, but truly embracing what's around. And honestly, I feel this and I cannot stress this enough, that personal health care is so important right now. I know there's a lot of stuff. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the sky. We have nothing about, there's no part of us that can control any of this stuff. So we have to take matters into our own hands. So I do believe a little walk in nature, a little sunshine, and definitely an ability to connect is in itself a healing tool that you have at your access every single moment, okay? So I want that for you, and I'm encouraging you all to get out there and come and share next week what you're seeing out there and what kind of beauty in the your world you could come back and bring with us. So let me take a look here and see who is next. And hello, Maureen. I'm so happy that you're returning. Maureen had a fun weekend in New Jersey with her sister, and she's asking, I can't believe we have to talk about the month of May. Mother's Day is approaching. So many things. Cinco de Mayo is approaching. And definitely feeling that sunshine. So I love that. Now, as a Scorpio, someone says, Taurus is my seventh. Well, depending on your ascendant, your rising sign, that would be where we can look at your chart and decide or determine what your seventh house is. And of course, there are many ways that we could do that. But if you go ahead and share that in the room, Denise, I'm happy to answer. So from your birth, you know, being a sun sign Scorpio, we can look at that natally. You know, we can say, we can look at Taurus as your opposing sign. And that would indicate your relationships, of course, with other people. And also what you're, I always look at it as what are we bringing in, or what is coming into our space right now in the form of people and places and things. I look at that. We have to also pay attention to how we're relating to other people, I would say. I always say, oh, there's when it's opposing, when something's opposing, like the sun's opposing your sun or whatever it may be, I always say, what's tugging at you? You know, what sometimes we could say it's kind of working against us if we look at it that way, but then like a magnet attracts and repels, it's also working in our favor. What do we attract? What do opposites attract, you know? So it's nice. I think it's good energy when that happens. So you're definitely, I also think that like for Scorpios right now, I always say, think about going into what a Taurus holds for you. Where are the gifts that your opposite sign can bring to you, for all of you? Gemini, Sag, you know, Pisces, Virgo, which is probably a lot of that energy right now with those planets still in Pisces. I feel so when you're looking at the opposite, even with the new and the full moon, what is it bringing you? What do you have to look at that maybe something that you desire is still not a part of who you are, or perhaps the way we manifest can be looked at like it's a magnet. How are we attracting it? I think Mark says it best. He has a lot of insight, obviously, about the signs, but I think with Taurus, you know, it's more of a, there's an inner determination and a will, and we can all adapt any of this energy. And, you know, we forget, okay, we're born on a specific day. We have a birth chart in the world, but we're connecting with all of this other, the transits that happen every second, just about. And so we can embody or embrace any part of what's out there at any specific time. We don't have to put ourselves in a hole because we have a specific sign or a specific chart that is, if we're looking at it, it's fabulous to know about it. But it's also, if we don't consider other things and pulling other parts of the universe with, you know, into us, then we're really limiting ourselves. So I feel like if we want to embody another piece of something out there, we can, you know. And Tyler, my godson, is in the room today. I did get to speak to him for a few moments the other day. I love you. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for being here. Now, I'm coming in and answering today what I'm feeling. I think part of the message for all of you is really not to forget where you came from or what was embedded in you. And at the same time, don't be afraid to step out of that and go bigger. You know, it's very, very, it's really one of the gifts of being a human. We get to believe anything we choose to believe. We forget. We're limited in these things, in this corner, in this fear, and in all of these self-imposed limitations, when we can be so much more broad in our beliefs. And I really like pick something. I was thinking maybe pick, how about another thing right now? Pick, the summer's coming. You'll want to stay in the AC a little bit at times. You want to snuggle up and relax after being in a day of sun. Grab a book about another belief system or another religion or another something that you feel called to. That's so important to expand your beliefs and your thoughts right now. And I think it's so much fun to learn what are the Sufis thinking? Or perhaps my friend is teaching me a lot of the Hindu traditions. What about the maybe the Christian beliefs, whatever it may be. It's such a great time for that, okay? There's so much more to understand and grow from, and I hope, and it becomes more of a part of you, and it gives you more skill, you know, brings more skill and more knowing, and hey, nobody could take it away from you. So I wish that for all of you right now, okay? Okay, now, let me go ahead and refresh, take my first question, and see what's happening here. Catherine, I appreciate you being here. Catherine is a one to listen psychic advisor, and she is with us today. Who's first? Kat mentioned, of course, babies draw my attention. But I said I had mentioned a baby boy, okay, and she said she's not pregnant, but her brother announced that they're having a baby boy this September. That's very good. Of course, you can welcome your own as well. And we'll do that. Kat is a new mom to a little girl. I said I smelled a boy last week, and there's your news, but we'll go for another one, okay? I'm good with that. We'll be hearing from you again very soon. All right, now let me see who's, and congratulations to your family for another baby. All right, now, Jane has a question. Kat, do you see me adopting an 8-year-old stray from a rescue I met on Saturday? I will say this, that rescue is not going to last too much longer, but maybe, you know, it's bringing to mind that when in doubt, wait it out. I think that if there's love in a shoebox-sized room, that's all that really matters. I understand what you're saying about the space, so let's just try to take a look here. But I believe there's always a reason when we're on the fence, and it has more to do with just your space, because, you know, you can have a room full of love, like I said, in a shoebox, which is fine. But I understand there's so much to consider, and it's a commitment. Let me just take a look, and I'll see if this is your... I always look at it like more soul connection, you know? All right, let's see. Here we go. I see your anxiety around it. No, sweetie, I'm getting like a block. I don't feel like this is the right thing. I think that puppy can, honestly, I would never want to choose this if this is what you're called to do and you have a connection with the dog, but I'm getting a no. I feel like it's not time yet. And I also feel like I know you have obviously this, I'll say it is a type of connection, but there's something holding me back from saying yes. And I'm like all about it. I'd have everybody having 100 animals if I could, but, or 100 dogs for sure. But I'm getting a no. I feel like there's something going on with that puppy. You will not want that at the end of the day. There's some things that baby needs some other care and special attention. And I don't believe that's the right click, okay? There'll be another one. I'm pretty sure you're holding out for a reason. I'm not, you know, of course you can go totally against what I'm telling you and go to, you know, adopt it now. I wish that was my answer, but it's not. And I hope that helps you. I really don't think it's intended. That's not the intended match for you. I think that the universe has, and you're probably going to feel bad about it. And I don't want to do that, but all right, it's okay to feel bad about it, but you're doing the right thing, not doing it. I'm insisting on it. And come and see us if you want to change your mind or, you know, I'm just getting a no. I feel like you may even be, sometimes when I say no to me, you may want to go out and prove me wrong, but I feel like it wouldn't, I'm just giving you a no. And everyone in this room knows that if I could, I would say, go get that baby. There's no question, but there's another one that's more intended for you. And I feel actually a female black and white little dog, not that tiny, tiny, like 5 pounds, but more like 10 to 12 ish, maybe 15 at best. If it's black and white and it looks like that, then we have to have another conversation. But it's thin and it's a very sweet little dog that can be really good anywhere you are. Okay? I'll say that. And I feel like she's younger, like 3-ish. Okay? All right. Because I feel like there's some care that needs to be done with that dog that's going to be a bit on the pricey side and also some aggression, believe it or not, that may not be good. Ultimately, yeah, it's not good. All right, I hope that helps. In the right home, that dog will be excellent, and somebody will come for that dog, okay? All right, let's see who's next here. I hate that because, you know, I fight it probably more times in a day than any other topic is having more puppies. So, you know, if I could, I'd say it. All right, let's take a look now. So happy to be listening live. Hello, Laura. Good morning. I would love a message if there's time. So many strange things. This is the close-up of the glass. Ugh, in our cabin. 1 of 3. I'm so, so sorry. It's the shape of a heart. Beauty in the chaos. I love that. I feel that there's like a weird energy of maybe some of these little mishaps. It's almost like a retrograde after there's no retrograde done. And then things kind of just, I don't know about you all, but it does feel like a retrograde even though we're not in a retrograde. So I don't believe that the grief is, I think it's a beautiful image to correspond with his grief. I truly do. I don't believe that's the reason for it. I feel like there's some little mishaps, you know, and getting back to the physicality, going slower, paying attention to what's around us, Taurus, get in touch with the physical aspect of our bodies, and our movement around that. I do think you guys are going to be okay. He's definitely going to heal. I did pull the grief card, by the way. But I don't believe... Sometimes we get these little things that wake us up, you know? Or to they wake us up to slow us down in a way. The reminders that, yes, there is beauty in the chaos. There's no question that's a beautiful analogy of what's occurred. But there's also a just let's take it easy. You know, we're not, nothing's, something is, yes, he, of course he has a broken heart. It's his mother. But there's also a healing and a mending and time heals, you know. We may never be the same again, but it does heal in time, you know. And so... This will get corrected as well, of course. But I do think he has to pay it. When you're grieving, it's harder to pay attention. If anyone doesn't agree with me, please say so, because well, I know you'll all agree. When we are in grief, it is very challenging to focus on what's going on around us in real time. You know, we just want to sit with that grief and honor it, and that's okay. But I think that a little caution, you know, to slow it down some and take it nice and easy, I feel that's what's being said, okay? So I think that's part of the message. Also accepting that things are imperfect, that's part of the message. Not everything has to be all back in order at once. No hurrying, no rushing, no racing. I believe that. And I love that, okay? All right, now hold on here. I feel like I'm going to give you a little card. Of course, the first card I pulled is about grief, but it is about also new beginnings, new journey. You're sensing a lot. This is for you now, personally. You are definitely growing in your psychic gifts from within. And so less is more, taking it all on. It's connecting you too, and your husband as well. With more of what I was talking about earlier in the on our earth and our paying attention and appreciating these tiny things. It's just so up. We're so called for that right now because it's so much, there's so much significance in finding a harmonious, maybe a harmonious place to be with our feelings, yes, there's some shattered glass there, you know, I feel that, but we also know that can be, it's going to be fixed, it's going to be corrected again, and I do believe there's more seeing, not on the surface, but inside, okay? You're going to be growing a lot. You mark my words this year. You'll be feeling a lot of psychic energy coming from you, lady. I love that. Okay, now let's see who's next. Caroline, it's so nice to see you here this morning in the room. I'm so, so happy. I was really happy to connect and talk with you. I love that you're feeling a little better. I want to look real quick. I'm going to pull a couple of cards for you. And I feel like you're moving in the right direction. How many of you, I'm telling you, backed up to that moon? I was like, come on, new moon. I don't do that too often. I'm not usually like, come on, let's go. But I do definitely felt that, you know? All right, hold on a minute.
Let's take a look. Those new moon breakthroughs are the best. Of course, once we get to the other side, but as Mark always said, Mark Husson always says, like, it's always the darkest before the dawn. And that stays in the back of my mind when we're building up to it. Yeah, Caroline, you are definitely coming to a better place. I see that your fear has subsided. It says nothing's going to stop you now from moving ahead and reaching some goals, and there is happiness. I'm telling you, between 6 and 10, June through October is going to be significantly better for you. Also, journaling will really help for you, you know. I feel strongly about that as well, but you are going to have a much better, what do we call it? Like a season? We'll call it how about a season and a half? And I'm not going beyond that with you right now, but it's not like it gets, you know, negative again. It's just going to be so much better from 6 to 10, in the months. Okay. You look great. It's more comfortable. You'll feel peaceful and happy. And I also feel a little bit of travel coming that's going to bring some family happiness and something nostalgic about you right now, going back to your past. I also love that. And I hope for that, that you come back and share and let us know. Maybe you go to your childhood home or locate like area, or maybe some connecting with old friends from that era, you know, that time in your life. I love all this. It reminds me of a kindergarten desk early in the school year. Something about this with the pencils and the pencil case, and I have a very weird view of this for some reason. So this, something's going to come up from this time in your life. Significantly in the autumn. Okay, you come back, or maybe late summer. It's coming though. There's something about that. They're saying take it back to your age 6. It's crazy. All right, you come back and share if that ever that resonates ahead. Okay. All right. And sometimes we want to maybe even nurture our inner child and have a little more playtime, have a little more fun. All right, I hope that. Okay, let me take a look. Jane, thank you for that. She said we were spot on. He's post-op on heavy meds. I feel this too. He's a sweetheart, but I also believe there's something about it. Yeah, you're a Libra. Oh, I have to be careful. Oh, that's the perfect dog for you, Jane. No, I'm teasing. I feel like there's a little aggression there and some problems that you don't... It's just somebody could do a little better without so much stress. And that's what we need for our babies. So we know it's different. There's something about it. Where for you, this girl that come, you'll see, you're going to come and show us, okay? She's got a good tail, like really fun tail, like a little wiggly tail, longer, super beautiful coat, younger, less issues, blah, blah, okay? All right, but really, so he's super cute. He's going to be perfect for somebody. Truly, he will get adopted fast. But I do feel some expenses more so. The girl that comes won't be that way, okay? Oh, let's talk to Suzanne. I am so excited that you're here today. I am so grateful that you are recuperating.
I do believe things will continue to improve, but I also want you to take it easy for a few more days because I could feel like you're wanting to get up, bingo. You're doing great, though. I'm happy that you're here. Let's take a look at you moving forward. All right, let's take a look at Suzanne's healing, make sure everything's in order, okay? Lois, good morning. I'm just seeing you. Thank you for being here today. All right, let's take a look at Suzanne, make sure that everything is good. All right, here we go. Yeah, you look great. Now, for three more days, and this is what I psychically felt, but anyway, for three more days, take it really nice and easy, okay? I know you're going to be okay. I know that you're recuperating. I know, look, none of us want to be held down that, you know, for long periods, but you'll be okay. So you're going to go through that little bit of a dip. Just for a very temporary period while you're getting better. I think we always get that little tiny crash after we go through surgery and things are really going to improve, but you're probably going to feel a little down and then you're going to be really great after that. So you'll make a huge comeback. So the next 72 hours, I'm sending you a ton of big, huge hugs for great healing. I feel you're going to get, it's going to go, remember, I'm telling you this, you come right back out of it. Make sure they're keeping an eye on your, the wound, you know, the, any kind of, I don't know how invasive it was, but it feels like there is some, I see like irritation. I definitely see scars. I'm not a scar. Yeah. An area, you know, where they definitely did something. I think it's more major than you're even acting like, of course. No, I'm teasing. You're going to be amazing at the end of the day, okay? I just feel like it's going to go down before it comes up. Remember, I'm saying that it's going to come and go. Also, keep it the incision. That's the word I'm looking for. Keep an eye on everything, and you'll be great, okay? So just remember, you come back and report and tell us how you're doing next week, okay? Your spirit is fierce, so I'm not worried at all about any of this. But 3 days, nice and easy, and then every single day you're gonna be feeling better. Okay, and in 3 weeks you'll be like, "Get out of my way." I think sometimes a test of faith is what it. We hate going through it. We really do. But we kind of remember, unfortunately, when we're in a great place, we kind of slack a little bit on the spiritual side of things. And it's just human and it's normal. So you're definitely going to you're going to have a nice little touch in with your spiritual side. Okay. All right. You come back and share and let us know how you are. Lara booked her place for her. I booked my place for my birthday getaway. It did come down to two, like you said. One gave a discount, so you knew which one I chose. I'll be in Big Bear. I'm so, so excited for you to get out of there. And I love that. Very, very good. And I know you did the right thing, too. Let me just take a look at you, make sure all your travel is good. Okay, here we go. There's your adventure. I do see one change. I don't know when you're leaving, but I see a change that's going to take place. I don't know why. Before you go. So just make sure everything is... I don't know why you're going to change your mind about something. And that's okay. It looks very, very good. You may be teetering on something that you're saying, well, should I do this or that? I saw the two. I see you choosing. And then there's something else in there ahead that you're going to change your mind about. It could even be going like a dinner. Sometimes they just show you the silliest things, but it could also be like you, even a plan you had there, you may change. Okay. So it's good, but you're going to make it better. There's a change that has to take place to make it better. And you'll do that. I don't know why I'm saying that either, but you're going to be good. You're ready for some companionship. I feel that. I do not see it until the sun in Gemini ahead, but I definitely feel like they're scratching the surface of some new information for you. And I also believe that when the sun is in Gemini, we're going to have a conversation about that too. Okay. All right, sweetie, you enjoy and have fun. Happy, happy birthday and enjoy your adventure. So if you're considering making a change, do make the change, all right? Okay, now, Mindy, where did you go? I'm looking. She has an, all right, let's take a look at tomorrow, okay? And then I think Pamela had a question. So we'll go, I'm just trying to keep everybody in order over here. It's more of a reminder for myself. All right, Mindy, let's take a look. Looking pretty good to me. I also feel like there are two positions for some reason there. I don't know why I'm looking at two different options for something. It looks excellent. I'm going to say it is between the one you're going for and a second one or a second plan, or they're going to help you fulfill this plan to actually maybe have two roles even ahead, or a second role or a different like that. I'm getting a lot of lover's energy. You are definitely on the right path. This is an align. This is the star energy. So that tells me you're doing the right thing by going. And I feel really good about this for you. So definitely stay on track. You're also protected from doing anything that isn't going to align at this time. But I feels like it looks really good. Okay. There's definitely another choice coming. You know, for you, when it rains, it pours. So we're going to have to decide which way you're going to go. Okay? And this looks very, very good. It's going to be a great appointment tomorrow. All right. And then a change will take place, or an opportunity to, again, there's another opportunity coming from this as well. All right. There's a 6-month time frame they're giving me also. So maybe you'll go to one job and then go to the other like this, but it's the path you're supposed to be on. So I love that. Good morning, Lori. Love is in the chat room this morning. Lori, the love Sherpa will be on at the top of the hour. Hello, Lori. Thanks for being here today. All right. Let me go ahead and refresh and find Pamela. Oh, one thing I already forgot, guys. Tomorrow night class resumes. We are welcoming everyone. If you are readers or have worked with the cards, we are going to be doing a lot of formatting, a lot of description, a lot of storytelling, a lot of aligning specific energies. Anyone is welcome to join. We're going to go ahead and be over at 1-2 Academy for 3 weeks. I'm super excited. I should have put the link in here, but I didn't, but we'll grab it for you and put it in right after the show. Okay. And we're definitely excited about getting back. All right. Pamela, where are you? I feel like already you have to go above who you're talking to, so you kind of have to go over their head. Let me see. Yeah, there's delays and more delays, and then things will... You're going to speak to someone else that's and find a different way to deal with this. I do feel, I even see like a representative, maybe a senior representative, a higher person, something like this. Almost like that boss energy or go above their heads. Somebody's going to help you. He is a male energy. I can even go as far as say he looks like an air sign, but you may never know that, of course. But I definitely think it's going to get taken care of. You're not, this isn't the level of where, this isn't, you're not at the level of where you should be as far as communication goes. You have to go higher. That's what I want to say. You will get this straightened out. I could tell you when also. Within 2 weeks total, okay? It's going to be straightened out. So please come back and share and let us know. I definitely feel like you'll feel good when it's over. All right, let me go ahead and take a look. And refresh you guys and see if I'm missing anyone. And then we'll... All right, here we go. I feel like I'm missing a question. Good morning, good morning. Jean, you know what I feel? She asked for some... I feel like you have to put your feet up. And I don't... That is literally my vision of what I feel for you. And it's okay to take a break or take it easy or I just feel very strongly that you have to put your feet up and just take a breather. And I think do so without guilt, you know? I feel that. And it's very clear. I could see like a chair and an ottoman kind of thing where you're just kicking back and putting up your feet up and taking a rest. Let me just take a look ahead. Okay. Yeah, you're also gonna Because I think you're a little tired, but you're going to have like a big boost here, and taking it easy is the best way to get it. Also, some time in nature, like I was saying at the earlier part of the show, you have a very peaceful, grounded energy coming through about you ahead. So that's very, very positive. And I just feel like, I think sometimes I think you're in a you're coming into a very good place ahead. So I definitely love that. Pamela, good. Okay, I'm glad you're going. I think that's the way to do it. Okay? And it'll be great. It'll all be wrapped up because I feel like there might be some correspondence in the air coming back in the mail or something like this back and forth or whatever, but it's so great, okay? All right, you have a wonderful day. All right, everybody. Mindy, good luck tomorrow. I can't believe it's almost time to go. Let me just do one more thing. Kelly, I'm saying good morning to you. So let's find a way this week to really start putting our physical bodies that house all of these amazing things we have and hold dear, and really come up with one great idea to take better care of yourselves. And it doesn't have to be a major shift, just one little thing, and I hope whether it's drink more water, remind myself to take my vitamin, take a walk every day for 5 or 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be a big deal. And all right, I'm wishing you all a bunch of love. Pay attention to everything around you that possesses the beauty that you sometimes forget about. And I'll be nudging you on that more and more through the rest of the month. And I'll see you guys soon, okay? Thank you so much, Serena, for being our producer. Everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next at the top of the hour. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.